USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell lashed out at corporate America on Monday, warning CEOs to stay out of the debate over the new voting law in Georgia. Georgia employers Coca-Cola and Delta Airlines have spoken out against the law signed by Governor Brian Kemp. And Major League Baseball pulled the 2021 All-Star Game out of the state over the law strengthening identification requirements for absentee ballots in future elections. The Senate parliamentarian ruled on Monday that Democrats may use a procedural tool known as reconciliation to pass the $2 trillion infrastructure bill with zero Republican support. This now removes the potential Republican filibuster. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced Tuesday New Zealand will open a quarantine-free travel bubble with Australia starting April 18th. New Zealand tourism industry and the New Zealand Chamber of Commerce say the plan could serve as a model for other countries to reopen safely. USA Radio News.
Woke culture. It's choking America. Erasing our history. Threatening our freedoms, our laws, and even our police. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the secret woke agenda and the hidden players behind this very dangerous movement. Watch Stinchfield tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV as he reveals the real dangers to you and your family. Everyone is talking about Stinchfield because each night he gives you the cold, hard truth you need to know. Newsmax is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, Vizio, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching. So find out about woke and its dangerous plans for America on Grant Stinchfield tonight. Just tune into Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has changed the Russian constitution that would enable him to stay in power another 15 years. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Vladimir Putin has signed a law changing the Russian constitution that would allow him to possibly stay in power until 2036. The law allows him to stand for election for another two terms after his current term expires in 2024. The legislation formalizes changes made in a referendum last year, a vote that opposition leaders say was tarnished by widespread irregularities. Putin is currently in his fourth six-year term, having been in power for more than 17 years, longer than any Russian leader since Joseph Stalin.
The Constitution of the Russian Federation went into effect on Christmas Day, 1993. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin warned Monday that the Biden administration's massive infrastructure package can't pass in its current form because he and a handful of other Senate Democrats believe the corporate tax hikes proposed in the bill are just too expensive. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Will Americans be required to get a COVID passport to state the recipient has had the COVID-19 vaccine? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The federal government won't require a COVID vaccination passport, according to the White House chief medical advisor. The concept of a passport in some form to provide proof of a COVID vaccination has been contentious in the last few weeks, with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signing an executive order banning them in his state. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says that's not something the federal government is planning on requiring for business or travel. He tells Politico that will be left up to private entities.
And I do believe that there will be individual entities that will do that. There may be theaters that say you don't get in unless you have proof of vaccination. There may be colleges or other educational institutions that do that. I'm not saying they should or that they would, but I'm saying you could foresee how an independent entity might say, well, we can't be dealing with you unless we know you're vaccinated, but it's not going to be mandated from the federal government.
Critics complain the COVID passport would be a major invasion of privacy. The total market value of cryptocurrencies pushed past $2 trillion for the first time, doubling in about 2 months amid surging institutional demand. Bitcoin is worth more than $1 trillion alone after its price more than doubled in 2021 to $58,858 per coin. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.